Navi. We'll try to do 3 days halacha, one day a week Navi. And we're going to start now with Sefer Mishle. It's a fascinating Sefer. We're going to do either Tuesday or Wednesday's Mishle, and the other 3 days halacha. That's the way we're going to believe either this year, this man, break up our time. So Mishle, as we go on in the Sefer, you'll see it's an unbelievable Sefer. There's so much in it. But today we're just going to talk about the name of Mishle. What is the name Mishle? So the name Mishle comes from the Lashon Mashal. Right? Mashal. Parable. A Mashal. That's where the name Mishle came from. What's the pshat to make a Sefer of Mishalim? Sounds a little strange. We go through the Sefer, you'll see it's a lot more than just Mishalim. What's the pshat in that? So I'll tell you the first lesson of Mishle before we even start the Sefer. The first lesson of Mishle. Practical lesson of Mishle. And that is like this. This week's parasha, we're going to learn about Avraham Avinu and Eliezer. Avraham Avinu, we know, Eliezer was mamish his Talmud Muvik. Eliezer was from the G'dolei Ador, no question. Eliezer was an obvious shidduch for Avraham Avinu. Right? Eliezer had a daughter. He was the only Talmud of Avraham Avinu, Talmud Muvik, who knew all his Torah. That's where the name Damesek came from. The name Damesek came from Doyle Umashke Miteres Rabbi. That's where the word Damesek came from. That he was a Doyle Umashke. So he was not only somebody who learned everything Avraham Avinu taught, he gave it over. See, he was Mamashe. And you're not talking about a generation like now where you have thousands of yeshivas. Eliezer was the only Marbitz Torah other than Avraham Avinu. Right? There was a Shem Ve'Aver, there was this. The Torah of Avraham Avinu, there was one Deilu Mashke, Eliezer. So much so that Eliezer, when Hashem told Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha, you're not going to have children, you're going to have children. And Avraham Avinu tells Hashem, Hein li loy nesat tazara. Right? Isn't that what he tells him? Hein li loy nesat tazara. You didn't give me children. Strange conversation, no? Hashem tells you you're going to have children. You say, yeah, I don't have children. Avraham Avinu was questioning Hashem. Hashem says, you're going to have children. Avraham Avinu answers Hashem, Hey, li loy nasat azara. Uvein beisi yerishay si hutam mesik aliyaz. Because Shmuel says, no, lo yirash chazer ki mashayetim me'echo yush. He's not going to inherit you. You're going to have a real son. How could Avraham Avinu said something which is mamish? It seems like ksir. Hashem tells him he's going to have children. He says, I'm not going to have children. And we don't find that the Rebbe Hashem gave him a patch. The Rebbe Hashem accepted it. The Rebbe Hashem says, no. This guy's not going to inherit you. The one who's going to come out of you is going to inherit you. Also, why does Hashem use such a lashon? Lo yirash chazer, ki masher yetzei mimei echa. Just say, you're going to have a child. Why does Hashem elaborate? And the answer is really simple. It stares at you in the face. The answer is, the Chazal tell us, kol aloi mitirim ben chaveroi, kilu yoldoi. If you teach Torah to another person, it's like it's your child. Right? So when you teach somebody Torah, it's like you gave birth to them. Ad kedei kach, that the Achroinim have a Shaila, if you're Makayim, Pur Yivolivia, with a Talmud. Could you imagine? If somebody Nebuch wasn't there, could have children. They're Talmidim. Well, they had a daughter, they didn't have sons, but they had Talmidim. Are you Makayim, Pur Yivolivia, by having Talmidim? That's how far it goes. V'alocha we paskin that. V'alocha, you're not Makayim, with a Talmud, Pur Yivolivia. So now it's very geschmack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, you're going to have children. So Avraham assumed what Hashem meant was his Talmud Eliezer. Right? If you want to riot to what I'm telling you, there's only one time in the Ganze Chumash, where Eliezer is called Damesek Eliezer. Only one time. It's here. This is the only time that Eliezer is called Damesek Eliezer in the Torah, in the Chumash. The only time. Why is that? The Torah says, because Avram was saying why he holds it to Eliezer, because he's Doyle Omashke, Mitoris Rabbi. He was telling Hashem, Mistami, you mean Eliezer, because he's my Talmud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're taka right. You're right. But, lo yirosh chazer. You're right that he's your son. Lo yirosh chazer. Ki yim asher yetze mimeyecho. I'm promising you not only halacha child, I'm promising you a biological child. And that's why the Lashon is like that. Lo yirosh chazer. Ki yim asher yetze mimeyecho. Hu yirosh. The one that's going to come out of you. That's the way he says. Okay. That's the Pshat and Pasuk. So Eliezer, who was the only one in the door, that was a Talmud Muvuk of Avraham Avinu. Avraham had a lot of, Talmidim Sheinu Muvukim. But his only Talmud Muvuk of Eliezer. He comes to Avraham Avinu, he says, why isn't my daughter a Shidduch for your son? So Avram tells him, whatever, we're not a shit. Ain't all of his David, whatever Hashem told him. We'll talk about that another time. So in next week's parasha, Chazal tell us that when Eliezer tells Avram, when Avram says, go get a shidduch for my son, and he sends him on a mission to Haran to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, right? He sends him to Haran for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What's the halacha? What happened? Eliezer used the lashon, Ulai loisoiva. Maybe the woman won't want to come, right? Ulai. So Chazal say, if you look at Ulai, it's missing a vav. Why is it missing a vav? A likes it. Because really, Eliezer was hoping that the girl won't want to come. A lie. Because I want Yitzchak for a son in law. So A likes it, right? I want him. And therefore, that's what he meant when he said Ulai. That's what Chazal tells us. But what's the kasha? The kasha der gewaldig. The kasha is, if you look in the psukim in Parshas Vayera, where it happens, you have a chumash there, is that a chumash? You have a chumash? Is that? Okay. If you look at the whole back and forth, so when Eliezer tells Avram the first time that he tells Avram that maybe the girl won't want to go. So, over there it doesn't say it chaser. Over there it actually says it mole. Eliezer turns to Avram, and he says, Avram tells him, Simel yotcha tachas yirechi, hishom alecha, he says, Vayem elav evet, ulai loisoy v'isha. This is when Eliezer is talking to Avram. Over there it says a winavav. You hear? Over there it says a winavav. When Eliezer says over the story to Lavan and Besuel, then he says, and I told my master, Ulai was saying, and over here it's a like Siv. Why? If Eliezer, when he was talking to Avram, was saying me, over there it should have said it without a vav. You understand? Why is the vav missing when Eliezer is repeating the story to Lavan and Besuel? It should have been missing the vav earlier. It's an obvious question. So what's the answer to that question? The answer to that question, Rabbi Isai, is very simple. In Parshas Chayesorah, when Eliezer actually looks for a shidduch for Yitzchak, if you look at the psukim, he stays very far removed. Very far removed. That means if I'm looking for a shidduch, right, for my son, right, I check out, I look, I find out, I make dozens of phone calls, I check, right? The last thing I would do is, okay, I'm going to go down the street, I'm going to have my car run out of gas, which is not such a dover shalininza, and then I'm going to wait to see if there's a girl that stops and says, Rabbi, could I fill up your car? And not only that, she'll say, you know what, can I fill up your car and also give a drink to Chayes, to the Kindlach in the back seat? Oh! Das ist ein Schiddich von meiner. Mein Tochter, I came home and told the Rebbe's and that, she would go crazy. What's the Beis Yaakov girl busy with gasoline? What's this going on? What's the Tzachta? But that's only Ezra. That was only Ezra's Gantz HaMaiseh. What's Pshat? He doesn't get involved at all. He doesn't check out, doesn't ask questions, seminary, this, that, where you went to, what's your friends, who's what, nothing. You know what the Pshat is, Rabbi saying? The Pshat is very simple. When you are Negeya B'dover, when you have an ulterior motive, you cannot see. Your judgment is flawed. Even something which is so obviously white, it looks black. Black, white. If you have an ulterior motive, you cannot see. One of the most important lessons Chazal tells us, you can't see. When it's negeti, you can't see. You're blind. It's negeti, you can. Eliezer knew that if he's going to start getting involved in checking the girl out, who, what, his judgment is flawed because he wants for himself. The only way he could do it is to put it in Rabban Shalom's hands. And that's exactly what Eliezer did. He said, Rabban Shalom, I can't pick a girl for Yitzchak because whoever's going to come, I'm going to have. I have an ulterior motive, it shouldn't happen. I'm leaving it, Rabban Shalom, in your hands completely. That's not what he did. No girl would have passed the bar. I don't mean the law bar. For Eliezer. No girl. That's the pshat. So now I want to tell you a tefer of art. When Eliezer told Avraham Avinu the first time, Ulai, he really thought he was sincere. He really thought he was telling Avraham, maybe the girl won't want to go. He didn't realize that he had negia, that that's the reason why he's saying Ulai. He couldn't even realize it. But now that he already found a wife for Yitzchak, he found Rivka, and he knew this was the one sent by Hashem, now he was able to look back and go, you know what? When I said Ulai, it was really Eli. Really, I wasn't really thinking straight. But he was only able, he couldn't even see that when it was Negei, he couldn't see it. B'kitzer, you're blind as a bat. And I could tell you, I've seen this endless times, dealing with people. Nervoyim. They'll come to me with a shayla, and there's such an obvious bigger problem. They'll come to me with a little shayla, you know, the famous Ben Ish Chai. He says, a guy came to him once after Yom Kippur. He told him, Rebbe, I need a tikkun. He said, why do you need a tikkun? He says, I once ate without Netil Sidayim. Ben Ish Chai brings this down. He says, Rebbe, I need a tikkun. I ate without this. He says, you ate Netil Sidayim. Why do you eat without Netil Sidayim? What happened when you wash your hands? He says, well, there was no water. The place that I ate. He says, what do you mean the place you ate? He says, I ate in a restaurant. There was no water. He says, Ben Ish Chai, I tell you, a Jewish restaurant doesn't have a sink for water to wash until they die. He says, Rebbe, it was a Trefer restaurant. Trefer restaurant? You know, Chayid, why in the world do you go to Trefer restaurant? He said, all the Jewish restaurants were closed. What? How could that be? He said, it was Yom Kippur. It was Yom Kippur. So B'kitzer, he ate traitors on Yom Kippur. He's asking his Rebbe for a kapela for the Tilzidai. Right? So I have stories like that, where people come to me, they're shy about this, and then there's a huge monster in the room that they're not asking about. The monster, the Yom Kippur piece, they're not asking me about the Tilzidai. And that always happens without exception with an Egea B'dover. They're Negev B'dover. When you're Negev B'dover, you can't see straight. You all know the story with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim once had a ma'aser where he passed in the dentura, and the guy who he passed in his chayef to pay $100 cursed him to the ground. You don't know how to learn. Now I see you don't know how to learn. I tell Reb Chaim, you don't know how to learn. Your psak is on. So when the guy yesterday shakes the guy out and he left Reb Chaim, Talmidim of Reb Chaim said, Rebbe, we don't understand. You pass in shaylos every day, bigger shaylos than $100. You say the behemoth trade, and this is, and this guy never cursed you out. Why is he cursing you out now? So Chaim says, it's very simple. When I tell him his behemoth trade, the money's not going to nobody else. For that, he has no problem. But his $100 going to Yenna, for that, I'm a shagitz, and I'm a, Because when you're negaya b'davar, I always tell the people at the bottom by me and Shul, I gave a shir years and years ago, a couple of cycles ago, Daf Yomi, they got up to Ezel Meshech. So Agudas Yisrael asked me to give an introduction shir to Ezel Meshech. So I gave a shir on Hilchos Ribbis. Right? At the end of the shir, a guy comes over to me, he says, Rabbi, he wasn't part of my shul, Rabbi, I have a shayla, a Ribbis shayla. He goes to the whole shayla with me, this is a shayla Ribbis. I said, okay, I hear the shayla. I said, I want you to know, you have no Ribbis shayla here. No problem. There's no Ribbis. But your whole business is gzeila. The way you run your business, it's gzeila. So you have a problem. The guy tells me, Rabbi, I wasn't asking about gzeila. So my suggestion, I'm asking about Ribbis. Gzeila, I'm not worried about gzeila. When you negate, you don't see. That's why Eliezer couldn't see. He couldn't see. When he was negated, he couldn't see. Now we get to Mishlei. Comes the Dubin Magid. And the Dubin Magid says, what's Pshat and Sefer Mishlei? What's a Moshel? He says, a Moshel is a way of you opening up your eyes to something you can't see. Who could you remember in Tanakh Hatzot Shemaisa? Moshel Anovi and Dovid HaMelech. Moshel Anovi comes to give Dovid HaMelech Musar, Dovid HaMelech Zama Kamel. He says, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. Nosna Novi gives him a whole moshel with a poor man and a sheep and a ganze meise, right? Dovid HaMelech says, wow, that guy! Ben Moveh so Yishahu! That guy should be killed! Nosna Novi tells him, Ata is you that guy? Why? Because when you're looking from yourself, you're negeya, you don't see straight. As long as Nosna Novi made it into a moshel, now, Dovid HaMelech was able to see it. Once he was able to see it, Zok to Dubin HaMagid, that's the tachlis of Sefer Mishlei. Sefer Mishlei, the reason why Shlomo HaMelech used Misholem is because when you use a Moshel, it's a way of you not analyzing yourself. If you're analyzing yourself, well, every time you look at Musa and you try to look at yourself, you can't. But if it's a Moshel, if it's something outside that you could see. And that's the first lesson of Sefer Mishlei. Is anytime you're negeh b'davar, you need somebody else to open your eyes. It could be even a friend. It could be as simple as a friend. You don't have to go to the Gadol Hador. It could be a friend. But if you're negeh b'davar, I have a couple of people by me in the shul, I have a deal with them. They speak to each other, chinuch of their children. Meaning, every time they have a shayla chinuch, I don't need them to call me every 2 days. I say, you speak to him. And he speaks to him. And guess what? The chabur of people pretty much hold now that their friends are geniuses. What's pshat? Because in the negeh to the chinuch of your kid, you're too negeh, but you can't see straight. For Yenna's kid, you're an expert machanach. You could see all the mistakes the other guy does. Mistakes you do, you can't see anything. Nothing. You can't see any mistakes that you make. So I just have them, b'chabura, help each other out in chinuch. It's a gewaldig gezach. I'm not misalik. If they have a big shayla, I want them to bring it to me. But a lot of just simple, stupid things you do, because you can't see straight in your own. So the first lesson, according to the Dubin HaMagid of Sefer Mishlei, is when you're negeya b'davar, look for a marshal. Look for a marshal, meaning look for somebody outside of who's not negeya to this, and ask them. If you have a shayla if something's ethical in business, sometimes you just ask your friend, somebody who's not in the guild, who's not making $100,000 on the deal, and they'll show you. They'll show you. You know how many shaylas I got now over COVID from Talmidei HaYeshiva? About getting unemployment? People that never worked, they never had a mind to work, they never had kavanah to work, nothing to do with work, honest to work. They're all collecting unemployment. Right? Tens of thousands of dollars. I'm proud of the ones that asked me a shayla. I'm very proud. Say, what do I tell them, what shaykhs do you have to unemployment? Did you have a job? Did you want to have a job? Did you think of having a job? Do you have anything to do with a job? Does unemployment have anything to do with you? Does employment have anything to do with you? In order for unemployment to have to do something, it means employment has to do something with you. If you have no shaykhs in employment, you're not unemployed. You're unemployed like a monkey's unemployed. That makes you employed. collecting tens of thousands of dollars from the government. Well, it doesn't say clearly on the comment. It's unemployment. Brilliant. Goyim. Collecting unemployment means that I'm collecting money, the fact that I wasn't able to have a job. You aren't on the job market. You know how to be in the job market. You only have a job market to collect unemployment. So why is that glatt? Why isn't that as krum as krum can be? And every single guy, when I talk to them about it, and big chachamim, because the guys that call me are guys that are lamdonim, and they care, they want to do the right thing. That's why they're calling me Baruch Hashem. That when I talk to them about this, it's like I'm dealing with somebody, rachmanu l'tzlan, that suffers from severe retardation. Not mild retardation. Very severe retardation. Because after like 15 minutes of me telling what I just told you, which is like as obvious that it's day outside, they say, I still don't hear 100% what the Rav is saying, but if the Rav tells me I shouldn't do it, I won't do it. So that's what it is. When you're negev b'davar, you can't see.